Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Mr. Billy Gibbons on guitar there, ladies and gentlemen. Has some high energy licks there. Kind of music I like to get our day going and get our show kicked off with our good friend John Gordon, who's back with us. John is maybe the only guy who's got more energy in the world than me. John is internationally recognized as the energy addict. His mission in life, which is no mean feat, ladies and gentlemen, is to help you fuel your life, energize your career, and get addicted to positive energy. He's the author of a book called Become an Energy Addict, Simple, Powerful Ways to Energize Your Life. John Gordon, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, and we're gonna try to tap in a little bit of your energy today, John. What do you think?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Got to have the energy to share the energy.
And isn't that really kind of one of the biggies right there is to find people that you can share energy with, that you can, I bring my energy to the table, you bring your energy to the table, and we both leave with more than we came with. That's possible, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Every interaction we have with someone is truly an exchange of energy. We're either exchanging positive energy, or in many ways we have the ability to exchange negative energy, which we don't like.
That's
so,
the kind I run away from.
Yeah, that's the kind we have to run away from. That's the kind we have to monitor within ourselves to make sure that we're not being negative, because, you know, to be a leader, to be a, you know, leader in business or in life or in your family, we have to be contagious, and we have to share positive energy with people and help them grow. If you don't have the energy, you can't share it, and if you don't have the energy, you can't lead. Jack Welch just recently said that leaders are positively contagious. They have positive energy, lots of it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, talking about negative, let's get that off the table. Let's get that on the table and then off quickly so we don't dwell on it. But I do think it's important that we know the difference between being constructively critical and contributing to the debate and seeking excellence, not perfection.
That's
not negative energy, folks. That's the building blocks to positive energy. Negative energy is different. John, give us an idea. Give us an example of what negative energy might sound like.
Right, that's a great point, because some people will email me or call me and say, you know, there's this problem at work, and I really don't want to be negative about it, and blah, blah, blah. I say, you know what? Sometimes you have to call attention to it. It's not being negative. Mm-hmm. Being realistic is not being negative. The difference is when you're negative is when you're taking away energy from the situation, when you're causing a situation to worsen by the way you act, by the way you behave. That's negative energy. That's how you know. When you are constructively critical, or when you are causing attention to a problem, then that is only making the situation better in the long run. So you're improving the situation. So I think by your motive and by the result determines whether something is positive or negative.
Whining is negative.
Yes, because
another thing that's negative, John, is people who always have a problem but they never have a solution.
Very much so. Problems with no solutions, whining, complaining, going into work and just talking about your problems all the time and why your life isn't working out and why the project's not working out and why the company stinks and why they should be doing this and that and that. And when instead of saying, well, here's what I think the company should do, or here's where I think our direction should be, proposing a solution.
You know, it's another thing that's important is to understand that one of my employees, you know, when I talk to them about something, I tell them to if you bring me a problem, that's fine. I mean, I need to know if we got a problem or a challenge. I need to know about it. But before you bring it to me, make sure that you've thought about some possible solution. It doesn't have to be a perfect one. You may even be sure that it's not the one we'll use, but at least it's something to get the debate going in the right direction, the discussion going in the right direction, so that we don't just dwell on what's wrong.
I think that's a great idea. If more businesses did that, I think we'd have more success stories.
You know, a mentor of mine, John, one time, I'll never forget this as long as I live. It's really meant a lot to me. One of my mentors once told me I was tilting at a windmill, and it was a worthy windmill, and you know, it was a windmill that should have been defeated, but I wasn't going to be able to defeat it. I didn't give it my best shot. And when it looked like I was still kind of complaining about that, he said to me, "Jim, remember this. Sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight." And right. when you go from the former to the latter, that's when you start the whining part.
Right.
You know, maybe it was a good project in the beginning, but once you realize that now all I've got is a chance to fight, that's when you need to move on, isn't it?
Exactly.
Take your energy somewhere else.
Yes, just move on and focus your energy elsewhere and make sure that you increase your energy rather than doing things that are going to drain your energy.
John, in your book, Becoming an Energy Addict, you've got a section in here called Put Your Energy First. I want you to talk to us about that. This is an important chapter for me, and I want you to talk about that.
Well, many of us, you know, we're always working to get ahead, working harder and harder, pushing harder, running faster to succeed, and we ignore our energy. We ignore doing the little things that will increase our energy, recharge our batteries. We expend so much energy today, but yet then we burn out and we wonder why we're so tired and why we're going after those, you know, energy bars, energy drinks, and double lattes. And there's a reason, is because we're expending so much. So putting your energy first is realizing that you must first take care of your energy before create success. That if you don't have the energy, that eventually you will burn out and you'll have a power shutdown, a power plant shutdown, an energy crisis, and then you're going to start to fail. So I see this all the time with executives. They go and go and go, then they get sick or they crash and burn. They need to take a week and a half, 2 weeks off. They come back and they're recharged. But what happens if we could then not have to go through that cycle, and if we can always have sustained energy by constantly taking little breaks during our day, during our week to recharge? We'll never burn out if we do that. So it's just teaching people that energy is the most important currency of success. It's the most important currency of success and health today. And if you need the energy to succeed, if you don't have the energy, you can't lead.
The other thing that you say in this chapter is you use the example that imagine you're an energy vending machine, and that people are all constantly coming up and putting quarters into your machine and taking energy out of you. And that's when we come back. I want you to talk about us being energy vending machines and cover that a little bit. Then we're going to move on. I want to ask him about what an energy vampire is, folks, and how to avoid those guys. 20 after, I should say. We'll be right back with our good friend John Gordon, the author of Become an Energy Addict. We're back at 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, visiting with our good friend John Gordon, the author of Become an Energy Addict. John, we need your website, please.
It is energyaddict.com, energyaddict.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
So there you'll find a lot of various energy tips on my Fuel for You page, some free tips that you can start doing immediately. I have 15 simple changes that will energize your life by doing them immediately.
And that's free.
That's free. I have a free weekly energy tip that you can sign up for. Okay. A lot of businesses and people and leaders and executives are signed up around the country on this, and growing every day. We get a couple hundred new subscribers every week, which is pretty exciting. That's a free weekly energy tip. And you can take an energy audit, and you can also download my free 10-day energy plan, which will help you kickstart your week or 10 days of more energy if you need it.
And how much is that?
Free.
That's free. All right.
I'm giving away a free 10-day energy plan. We've sent thousands around the country to people with the 10-day plan. I'm getting a lot of emails back. You know, great results. It helped me energize. It helped me focus. It helped me create more success. I've noticed a difference already. I'm doing the little things, and it's making it's really powerful.
That's exciting.
You know, when I wrote it, I was like, you know, I'm going to just put out a little simple 10-day plan, not thinking that it would have such a profound effect. But
right.
I'm getting these emails saying, God, it's so great. And I'm thinking, wow, it's so simple. But I guess that's what it's all about, is the simple little things.
EnergyAddict.com, and the book is Become an Energy Addict. Okay, we were talking about, I asked you about this vending machine thing. Tell us about that.
And every day, you know, people come to us with their quarters. They want our energy. Our kids want our energy. Our boss wants our energy. Our employees want our energy. They want our energy. So we're like an energy vending machine. And the question is, are you stocked up or are you sold out? Do you have the energy to give or are you basically sold out, no energy left whatsoever? And as people come to us, you don't have the energy, then you're worthless. You're useless to the people that matter most to you. So think of your life like an energy vending machine. Stock up your energy vending machine by putting your energy first, focusing on the little things that will increase your energy. And we'll probably talk about some of those things today. And when you do that, you will be a stock-filled energy vending machine.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you recommend, and I'm sure it's in your list of 15 things to do, is how the importance of water to our energy. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, most of us are so busy. We're running around like crazy doing work and our to-do errands and everything else, personal and professional, that we do not drink enough water to hydrate ourselves. And when we have like about a 2% drop in our water weight, in our water, that actually leads to a 20% decrease in our energy. So it's essential to drink water. We're made up of about 70% water. So water is sort of the fuel. It's like the oil in your car and the gas in your car. You need that fuel to operate properly. So
well, every chemical process that happens in our body happens in the water medium.
It happens in the water medium. We are made up of mostly water, and we need water, right? Our metabolism, our transportation of food and nutrients through our cells and our bodies need water.
What I did years and years ago, John, to improve my I drink water in the morning, but during the day for some reason I don't drink a lot of water. But what I did to try to make up for that at lunch and for meals, I quit drinking coffee or tea with my meal. I drink water only with my meal.
Yes, I recommend drinking water in your meals. And then also, just drink water, sip water every 30 minutes. Just take sips of water every 30 minutes. You'll be amazed when you do that how much you accumulate
throughout the day. That's the hard part for me. For some reason, I don't know why, but I may drink three big glasses of water at a meal.
Okay.
And especially at lunch. And I try to kind of tank up like that. But that's one of the things that I did that kind of helped me because it fits my schedule a little better. What about energy vampires? What are they, and how do we get rid of them? I'm assuming we want to get rid of these guys, right?
Yes, we do. They're the people in our workplace, our homes, our organizations, our neighborhoods, and they're the negative people. They're the people that want to suck the life right out of you. They drain your energy, and you know who they are because when you're talking to them and you walk away from them, you just feel exhausted afterwards. You feel lifeless. You're like, oh my God, this guy just sucked the energy right out of me, or that employee just drained me. So we really have to learn how to deal with these people to live a more successful and energetic life.
Another thing you talk about in your book, John, which I certainly can identify with, is how much energy you can derive from being your own boss.
Yes, by realizing that, you may have a boss at work. You may have, even if you're a CEO, you have to report to a board.
That's right.
We all have bosses.
We all have customers.
We have customers. They're our bosses. My wife is my boss. So
we
all have bosses, but we can all be our own energy boss and focus our energy, and we decide how we invest our energy. We have to be an energy banker. Mm-hmm. We have to invest our energy where we're going to get the biggest returns. And where we invest our energy, we will create. If we invest it in walking, if we invest it in positive people, if we invest it in our employees and our customers, we will then grow that. We will create that. We will make more of it. If we invest it in complaining, in scattering our energy, if we invested in things that drain our energy, we're going to get more of that. So it sounds simple, but so many of us don't do the simple little things.
John, I got 20 seconds. Your last thoughts for us.
My last thoughts is that every day you decide how you invest your energy. And so when you get up in the morning, you can go to that mirror, you can go to that window, and you can say, good morning, God, or good God morning. You have that moment-to-moment choice of where you're going to put your energy. So invest it wisely and be an energy banker.
Well said, John. Give us the website one more time.
It's energyaddict.com, and hope people will visit me to get some more energy for their lives.
A lot
and their
of free
careers.
Stuff there, too, folks. John, we appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
See you later, buddy. Thanks for sharing your energy with us today.
All right. Take care.
See you. John Gordon, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Ivan Meisner, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.